Hey everybody, and welcome to this bonus episode of Bastock and Bachelor Bullshit Busters. I'm Simon Bachelor.
I'm Adam Bastock.
And this is a special bonus episode that me and Adam have recorded, where we're going to be reflecting on what we've learned in 2020 and what we're going to be applying in 2021. So we and Adam started this podcast back in January, trying to work out how we would kind of create something to capture some of these conversations we've had. And we've been delighted with how many episodes we've managed to do. This will be episode 30, in fact, that we've managed to do this year, which is, quite the achievement, considering we thought we'd probably only get to about 10 and then lose interest in it. So thank you very much to everybody who's been watching and listening this year. We do have one favour to ask, and that is, if you are watching this video, then if you could click the subscribe button, which is just there, that would be amazing. Sure. It really, really helps us out. So YouTube recommends videos to people when you finish watching videos, and if you've got autoplay, it just keeps playing the videos. Now, imagine we could be one of those videos to someone who's never heard of us. Wouldn't that be delightful? If you click subscribe and we get over 100 subscribers, then what happens is YouTube recommends us to more people and helps us get found. So if you have been wondering how you can help me and Adam for all the wonderful advice we've been giving you all year, then clicking subscribe would massively help us out. So if you haven't already, there's the button. Give us a quick click. So what we'll do now is we're going to have a think about the things that we have learnt in 2020. So, Adam, do you want to start us off with the one thing you've sort of learnt and been reflecting on from 2020?
Yeah, so I think kind of being in the marketing world, obviously, and obviously doing these videos, and kind of I can see quite a lot of marketing advice as well. Well, not just marketing advice, but kind of business advice at a broader level. And that's kind of been varying levels of helpful throughout the year, I think, in terms of my own business and kind of what I'm doing. Experimented with different things, and it's, you know, some's gone well, some hasn't. But I think the main thing that I'm kind of coming out with now, and certainly a few of the podcasts I've listened to recently as well, are starting to echo this a little bit, which is just kind of being true to form a little bit. And any marketing advice that you do take on, put it in the context with your own business, because something that is going to work for an agency isn't going to work for me, because I'm not an agency, and quite frankly I don't want to be an agency, and therefore it's okay for me to kind of disregard that advice as not being relevant. And it's taken a while for me to kind of go, actually no, let's focus on the things that aren't relevant to me, know where kind of my line is, I guess, and kind of go, well, that is beyond that line, therefore I'm going to either ignore it or kind of take it on board so I can apply it to client websites, but it's not something I need to kind of be anxious and be aware of for my own thing that I'm not doing it, because it's not ultimately what my aim is. I think that's probably what I'd take away the most, and as we'll find out later, that might make an appearance in 2021 as well, in terms of kind of where I'm going with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot in that, in terms of thinking about when you're online, you know, with different brands, agencies, influencers, key people of influence, you know, those people really driving thought leadership in your sector. Now, you know, I'm not, you know, for a minute thinking that everybody follows these people on Instagram, but I personally follow quite a few of these sorts of people on Instagram because I like to just see what they're saying and how they say it. And it is really easy to be watching these people and brands talking, especially on LinkedIn and Facebook as well, and just thinking, oh, Struth, I'm not doing that. I should be doing this. And then you have to sort of check yourself a little bit and say, oh, do you know what? Actually, that isn't really for me, is it? That's not applicable for me. So I hear a lot what you're saying there about, you know, seeing maybe an agency putting out their massive SEO strategy or huge SEO report for the year and thinking, I haven't put out a massive SEO report for the year, but then thinking, well, but I don't have a team of 200 people to put it together. So,
There's definitely a point kind of in June, July time when that was exactly my thought, where I can't remember the agency now, but they were putting out kind of a big report a month.
Social
Chain. E-commerce trends from COVID. Yes. It was either Social Chain, but there was one on SEO as well that was, it's from a company based in Worthing, I think. Pie Metrics.
Okay.
Is that what they're called?
I'll put a correction slide in right here.
Yeah, Pi Data Metrics, something like that. Anyway, apologies to the lawyers that will probably be in touch soon for me slandering their name. But they've been putting together quite a lot of like really good in-depth reports on kind of the SEO industry and how COVID has affected e-commerce and all that stuff. And I was like, oh shit, that's kind of what I should have been doing. Mm. But as you say, they genuinely have. They've got a content team that are hired exclusively to produce those reports. And it obviously works very well for them for lead gen. Mm. And they are targeting enterprise-level companies.
Yeah.
I do not have a team of people and I am not targeting enterprise-level companies. And therefore, my kind of input and knowledge and importance of me focusing on that is minuscule. Mm. And, you know, the things that I should be focusing on are just doing good work for kind of the good people that I'm working with. And that's kind of been, it's been a case of, right, actually, I could just focus on that, take a step back from everything and go, how am I going to acquire new customers? What do they care about? What problems do they have? And how can I help meet those? And that's been a far more effective way of doing it than doing some PDF download through a, you know, lead magnet thing.
Yeah, which, exactly. Know, and I think I
kind of hate.
Yeah, and I think you've got to look at what's appropriate for you. So yeah, I think that's a really good lesson to and reflection for the year for sure. Yeah, so mine was I think sort of getting the courage to step out of your comfort zone. So obviously with everything that happened this year, you know, the entire world of business being flipped on its head, it would have been very easy to sort of just step back and think, right, well, there's nothing we can do about it and just let it all happen to us. And instead we decided to do the opposite and we invested heavily in some training, which I was fully aware was going to be pushing me outside of my comfort zone. And actually, it's been amazingly positive because the lessons we've learned and the knowledge we've gained from that training, I've been able to apply into our training. And that enthusiasm, I think, has really helped power me personally through the summer, really, because having this sort of new energy of and support and training and I guess it's just that sort of self-belief that actually you can be out there doing it and, you know, people respond to it. And the positive response I've had to the new content I've been making and the writing I've been doing has been really, really good. So that's been a real positive from this year that I've learned to just sort of, you know, actually, you know, eat your own dog food and go out and do what you keep telling everybody else to do.
I think the quote is that, yeah, comfort is the enemy of progress. And, you know,
yes.
It's fine if that doesn't mean that you can't be comfortable. Sometimes, you know, there is a point where you get to that comfortable point and it's fine to be there. But equally, it's, as you say, just identifying that and going, actually, I could either let the world happen to me or I can try and control it a little bit. What can I do to, you know, make the most of this? And maybe stepping outside of your comfort zone is what you need to do then. I think that's really, really good kind of advice. And just, it's quite simple, but I think I certainly need to be reassured of that a little bit more as well, because yeah, it's very easy just to not do things, essentially.
Yeah.
It's far easier to not do it than it is to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that first step is the hardest. It's that thing of like, do you know what? I am going to commit to writing these blogs. You know, so in the training thing I'm doing, they set us a challenge. It was like, write one blog a week for the next 11 week, for the next 11 weeks, and they need to be 1,000 words each. And it's like, for someone who's, I hadn't written a blog in about 18 months, maybe 2 years probably since before that, to go from that to 11,000 words in 11 weeks. It's a lot, but wow, it's got me focused and feeling good about writing. It's just, it gets the mind thinking and number of ideas that come out of writing a blog is just really interesting. So yeah, that comfort zone pushing has definitely resulted in a lot of increased productivity for sure. So thinking about the future then, what is it that you're going to try and apply in 2021?
I think this ties into what I was saying earlier, and I think it is that an acceptance of goals and kind of where I'm aiming to be at and kind of having some clarity on those goals and then dismissing stuff that isn't relevant to that. And by that dismissing relevant to that, I think that applies to both ideas I have or to advice I kind of get, but then also just any thoughts that I have and kind of going, well, actually ignore that anxiety over the fact that you're not, you know, you've not got 400 people a day commenting on your LinkedIn post. because that's not what you want. You don't want to kind of be that thought leader in the SEO industry necessarily. You don't want to be that kind of on stage and kind of all flashy and stuff. You know, that's not really where I want to be right now. And maybe in 5 years' time, I do want to be that, and I'll put that effort in to kind of become that. But right now, my interests and my energy levels to focus on that are not there. And I think I want to be focused slightly more on a slightly different sector, or kind of a more niche area of that kind of e-commerce SEO sector. Mm. And rather than trying to be everything to everyone and kind of becoming kind of an influencer or a thought leader or whatever the stupid bloody word is within the kind of e-commerce SEO world, if that is a thing, I'd far rather kind of be a bit more anonymous, but actually just be enjoying the work that I'm doing with people at a smaller level.
Yeah.
And maybe that does mean that I've kind of not got such a big platform or such a big agency or business, and it is more lifestyle than it is business. But ultimately, that's okay, because that's kind of where I want to be right now. And I, you know, that desire for a larger company is only born out of kind of anxiety rather than desire, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I realised over the past few years. But
yeah, I think that's a good realisation, and taking that into next year and focusing on sort of building what you've got and making that better rather than bigger, I think is probably the way to sort of channel that energy. And I think there's a lot of people who scale or grow for the sake of growing, or scale for the sake of, you know, it's like, oh, well, I hired someone because I was supposed to, rather than, well, I hired someone because I wanted to manage a pay. You know what I mean? There's this whole thing of like growing because you're supposed to grow, because then we can do this, and then well, do you actually want to do any of that? I think is a really great question to ask. So I think being clear on where you want to be at the end of next year, you know, when we're doing episode 75, 60. We'll push out a few more next year, I think. 75, you know, of the podcast, you know, what will we be reflecting on there? It'd be interesting to see, you know, quite where we get to. But I think one of the key things in what you were saying is having a goal of where you're heading towards allows you to focus on doing things that take you towards that goal rather than away from it. And that's definitely something that helps.
And I think it's having the confidence to kind of, not to say that necessarily, but the confidence in just dismissing the thoughts that detract from that. So looking at someone who is running, say, a multi-million pound SEO agency and going, that's fine, that's not for me, they're on a different path, and I can't, like, directly comparing to them isn't helpful or useful or fair, because, you know, they probably do have their own struggles don't have, and therefore there's no point kind of looking at that as this kind of panacea of what I could be achieving. But I think that's the kind of the core takeaway for me at the minute. What about yourself? What are you kind of yielding as you headed to 2021?
So my focus in 2021 is going to be on creating more output and content, essentially. So taking that comfort zone and pushing it to the next level. So as a dyslexic person myself, when I was at school, my mum said, "Oh, Simon, do you want to do some music lessons?" And I was like, "Yeah, what are the options?" And it was either piano or drums. But I can't really read music, so I went with drums. It turns out that for 3 years straight, drum lessons just so happened to overlap with English grammar. So I can't spell, and I've got no idea why. And then turns out it wasn't just drumming, it was me being dyslexic as well. So as that being my starting point for me writing and typing, my goal for next year is to write a book, which is not something I ever thought I would say. And I'm sure if my English teacher ever watches this, she'll fall off of the chair she's sitting on, thinking, like, Simon, write a book? What on earth are they talking about? But I found a new sort of passion in writing and creating sort of short form articles and stories just in the few I've written, and I'm really enjoying it. So yeah, taking that out to a book is going to be what I'm going to be focusing on next year. But then also making more video content and just being more out there and visible, taking that sort of comfort zone of, you know, oh, I could do this and I could do that, and I've sort of half done it and half not this year. But next year is going to be the year of lots of content and hopefully spreading the word a lot further of what we're writing about and talking about, and helping a lot more small businesses in reality, because I think a lot of the advice that's out there, as you've said, you know, from what you were talking about earlier, is for big business. So,
yeah.
Because ultimately, if you are a business, so like from an agency point of view, if we were going to write content, we would write it to help bigger businesses because they're better customers, because they've got more money to spend. But there's a big hole with the small business advice. And I think that's one of the reasons we started this podcast, because most of the advice that's out there is total bullshit. And that's why we started doing this, because we're like, you don't do it like that, you know.
Well, it definitely came out of me going to kind of quite a few of the Brighton SEO talks, which are like, they're fantastic events, like kind of big conferences, but just leaving them and being like, well, I run a business where I am the content person. I also run the Google Ads. I also run the SEO, and I run, like, build the website. You know, talking advice that's going out to kind of small business owners as if they've got content teams sat there ready and waiting to be deployed to do this kind of this kind of PR articles and stuff. It's just not relevant and it's not helpful. And, you know, there must be a lot of kind of small businesses out there that do need just a bit of guidance and a bit of help, who are not running bad businesses. You know, they are running profitable niche specific businesses that are doing well for themselves. And so I think that focus on, I'm not sure where I was going with this now, it's just a bit of a rant, but I think that kind of focus on small businesses and just knowing who your target audience is and helping them, is that's always been the focus of what you're doing, rather than kind of, it's not growth orientated, it's help orientated, and growing the amount of people you can help. So
yes, exactly,
positive way to spin it. There you go. I'll get out of that rabbit hole fairly.
No, I liked it. I liked it. It was a good turnaround at the end. But ultimately, you are right. That is exactly it. Is, you know, the aim is to help more small businesses do better marketing, because I think the more small businesses we can get doing better marketing, the more small businesses will grow and help more people. So it's that compound effect, isn't it? The network effect, ultimately, of, you know, helping one business helps another business, help, you know, their supply chain, and it spreads, right? So I think it's just, the more content we can put out, the more businesses we can help, and that's ultimately the game. The aim of the game is to help all those businesses. So I think that pretty much brings us to a close on 2020. So what a year.
2020.
Wow, not gonna forget that in a hurry, that's for sure.
Do one. No.
Well, thank you everybody who has supported us in the podcast. An extra special thank you to everybody who's clicked that subscribe button. If you still haven't clicked it, you know where it is. Get on it, make it feel red, click the button. Extra special thank you to everybody who has subscribed and listens, and especially to those who listen to us on your podcast platform of choice. You probably know that you can also watch us on YouTube, but maybe you are running, jogging, driving, doing something else. That means you can't be watching, so thank you for listening.
Stop being so productive and sit down and watch us.
Yes.
that's your goal for 2021.
Yes. If you've never watched us, watched us. If you've never listened to us, listen to us. There you go. That's the goal for 2021. Yeah. So thank you again, everybody. We will see you in a few weeks' time in the brave new world of 2021. So until then, a happy festive season and happy new year to you all. And we will see you next year.
See you on the other side. Bye.
Bye.